Hi, good afternoon from Charlotte, and welcome to Premier's Advisor Live Series. I'm Gina Puglisi, the Vice President of Premier Safety Institute, and I'm going to be your host today for today's program on green purchasing and healthcare practices. So I have a few quick announcements before I introduce our speakers today. We're recording this teleconference, and it's going to be posted at our Advisor Live website about 24 hours after this call, and that would be at premierinc.com/advisorlive. So you can go there and download that file. And also the handouts today are also on that website in case you prefer to download the handouts and follow along on the handouts rather than on the URL that came with the program confirmation. There's a few more slides in the handout than there that we're going to be reviewing some additional background information. So in case you wanted to download those and take a look at them. After today's presentations, the operator is going to instruct us on how to ask questions, but you can also submit questions through our chat feature, which you'll see on your screen if you're on the website URL for the program. Look for an email shortly after our call, and that's going to give you information on how to access today's materials if you don't have that information. It's also going to provide you a link to a short survey, and we really would appreciate your response and just give us a quick idea of how helpful the program was and any recommendations that you have for future programs. We really appreciate that. So I'd like to begin now by introducing our speakers today. As I said, my name is Gina Puglisi, if you're just joining, and I'm the Vice President of Premier Safety Institute and the host for today. And on the screen I have photos of all of us, so since even though we're on the web, you can see what we look like as we talk. Kelly McNellis is our first speaker, and she's the Director of Environmental Purchasing at Premier. And Kelly's had more than 20 years' experience in healthcare in a variety of administrative and clinical roles. She's part of the Safety Institute team as well as group purchasing, and she's our liaison for environmentally preferable purchasing. So she works closely with not only the Institute, but also our members and staff and suppliers on purchasing issues. She also chairs our member work group, our environmental purchasing work group that provides advice and guidance to Premier. And she also has other roles within purchasing in our technology breakthrough program, and she coordinates our portal for all of our new suppliers. So Kelly will be speaking today. Our second speaker is Janet Brown, and we're delighted to have Janet here with us today. Janet is Director of Facility Engagement for Practice Green Health. And in that role, she partners with hospitals on environmental improvement initiatives and helps them lead their teams and through a variety of different activities, including team development, data collection, helps them set their goals and implement track what they're doing, and recognition through Practice Green Health Environmental Excellence Awards. She also coordinates Practice Green Health's monthly greening operations webinar, and she's on the steering committee of the Green Guide for Healthcare, and she has a very long career in environmental management, and for 15 years prior to coming to Practice Green Health, she was at Beth Israel Medical Center in New York and led them to winning the EPA Environmental Quality Award back in 2001. Janet lives in Amherst, Massachusetts with her husband and two children, and she loves to coach and her daughter's soccer team and garden, and we're so excited that she's here with us today. So I'm going to start the program and tell you a little bit about Premier's Green Healthy Program, which is the name for our environmental initiatives at Premier, and it involves both our group purchasing and our green resources programs. Next slide. Just quickly, the green and sustainable environments has really become a key component of corporate strategies, and this was a result of a recent survey. 75% of CEOs think that sustainability is an important part of a corporate strategy to help reduce costs for public health and for social responsibility. Next. Why do we care about environmental purchasing? Just a couple of brief examples. First of all, a study that the government did looked at newborn cord blood and found that at the time of birth, 287 chemicals were found per child, many of these to be cancer-producing or toxic. Next. Mercury is another issue that we've come a long way in resolving, but it's still an issue because it persists in the environment for decades and is very toxic to the brain and kidney and liver in humans. Next. DEHP is another issue that we're concerned about because it leaches out of plastic. It's been linked to birth defects in animals. There has been an FDA warning on this that was published a couple of years ago, and there has been a call for labeling of products with DEHP, so we're aware of it. Next. Waste is another issue that we're struggling with. Hospitals generate 6,000 tons. A lot of this is just cardboard, paper, and packaging, and there's so many opportunities to reduce waste to help reduce the overall waste that we generate. And there's lots of things to think about in products that we'll be talking about to help reduce that overall waste, donation programs and things like that. Computer waste is our fastest growing waste stream. Many of the components in computer monitors contain toxic substances that end up in landfills. Much of this is not recycled. Some of it gets over to Asia where they don't have all the strict requirements that we do for worker safety and environmental safety. So we still have a long way to go for tracking and responsible computer waste. Healthy food and organically and locally produced food is another initiative. Why? Just two examples. 70% of chickens in the U.S. are fed arsenic as a growth promoter, and the majority of antibiotics that we use in the U.S. are used for food additives in animals, which contributes to antibiotic resistance. Next. Latex-free is an issue that is part of an environmental issue. It's part of a safety issue. FDA requires products and packaging labels, and it's one of the things that we want to make sure that we gather information on our products in addition to things like PVC and DEHP and mercury content of our products. So our award-winning environmental leadership platform, which we call Green Healthy, has all of these components that you're seeing on the screen. I'm going to turn it over to Kelly McNellis, who's going to tell us about our environmental purchasing program and what things you need to consider when working with your group purchasing organization. Kelly?
Yes, thank you. Hello, everybody. As Gina mentioned, the Green Healthy is our award-winning leadership platform. It's focused on identifying environmentally friendly products. There are three different components to Green Healthy. We have the environmental purchasing, the Yes to Green, which is an employee-led, corporate-wide program that maybe will give you some ideas of things to implement in your own facility, and then also Gina will then go on touch on our sphere, which is our energy initiative. Next. As many of you may already have discovered, in searching for the definition of green, it's really different from one category to the next, or one contract category, and maybe even, you know, product to product. Next. The total cost of and total environmental cost of products needs to include several things, but really these things are applicable both to the safety of a product as well as green. But you know, we must consider not just the purchase cost, the disposal cost, the cost to operate, occupational injury or illness related to use, liability, and environmental all go into the cost of a product. Next. Our environmental purchasing process is a joint initiative between the Safety Institute and Sourcing. It began over a year ago with a goal in mind to establish really a coordinated, efficient, effective, and standardized process. And to accomplish this, it's important to solicit input from our members through committees and special work groups. We also need to gather product-specific EPP attributes. We use that information in our award contract award decision-making process. We also want to promote Premier's EPP conscious suppliers and make that information that we get from them available to our members. Next. So now I'll talk a little bit more about how EPP is incorporated into the sourcing process. Hospitals have a standardized process when they're making their purchasing decisions. At Premier, we have a standardized process as well. some of the standardized questions we ask around EPP might include, does your company currently have an environmental impact program? Are your products, do they have a free packaging take-back program? Do you provide a disposal of products at end of life? Does your company offer environmental products? Are they more energy efficient? Next. Another example of a standardized way to collect information can be found in our RFIs. Because it's standardized, the format assists really with supplier compliance. They've seen it, they're used to it, and definitely in the last several years, compliance has increased. The spend request, which is what you're looking at, is included in the RFI, and it asks specific product information around EPP. It asks queries around recycling, reprocessing, mercury-free, latex-free, PVC-free, and DEHP-free, and that's collected on a line item level. In the next slide, we also have resources for additional product-specific RFI questions, in addition to the standard ones. This information can generate additional questions we might ask in the RFI. It was created especially for Premier through a collaboration between our Safety Institute and Practice Greenhouse. Next. Another very valuable resource is our member committees. We need their help to identify EPP criteria or guidelines that they may be aware of. For example, they may help us identify any new local or state initiatives or regulations that address concerns about attributes of certain products that might be potentially harmful, or they may elevate information about new products that have sustainable features. The EPP product attributes a supplier provides in the RFI and RFP should be considered when the committee makes contract award recommendations, and they indeed are encouraged to do so. The committee members are encouraged to also absorb all the resources Premier has to offer. One of our best resources is our Safety Institute, with nearly 500,000 visitors a year. Its contents are all publicly available and offer EPP tools, checklists, educational programs, and much more. And Gina will talk about that in just a little bit. Next. Supplier education is key. We ask the suppliers for all this information, and we also, when we are asking them, we provide a document that is part of the RFI, and it provides details regarding the attributes of environmental concern when relative to a specific product category or product packaging. Some of the examples of the references are mercury, PVC, resource conservation, packaging, any green third-party certifications they might have. Next. We continue to really refine our process, and we continue to get more and more information from suppliers. This information is accessible in a variety of places at Premier. We have our searchable electronic catalog, which you can query, like, for example, PVC-free products, latex-free, DEHP-free products. And as I mentioned before, the Safety Institute website has numerous materials and educational resources that are publicly available. And finally, we have our latex-free catalog. Next. Now, I'll briefly shift from environmental purchasing to another aspect of Green Healthy at Premier. It's our internal corporate-wide initiative, Yes to Green. This team supports our overall corporate goal that green, environmentally preferable considerations will guide the acquisition, use, maintenance, reuse, recycling, and disposal of all products and services. Internally, we have instituted several procedures and policies where when we're copying, we use only double-sided copying. We don't print fax transmissions. We even have parking preferences in our office here in Charlotte for hybrid cars and carpoolers. Next. One of the successful Yes to Green initiatives was our pledge. It resulted in about an 80% participation rate. The pledge asked each employee to consider doing at least one of five things normally performed in daily life and to reduce the impact on the environment. And as you can see, each pledge included a statement about the collective effect Premier employees would have if they instituted a change. Now I will turn it back over to Gina.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly mentioned we have our award-winning platform, Green Healthy, and Premier is proud that we are the seventh year in a row we have won the Champions for Change Award from Practice Green Health for our Green Healthy program and all of its components, so that's been pretty exciting for us. Just a few more pieces of information about what resources Premier has. All of the safety and environmental resources that we have are publicly available and on our website at premierinc.com/safety. So everything I'm going to talk about is on the website and available for you to review or download whenever it's convenient for you. Our energy program is called SPEAR, and this energy program is to help hospitals reduce cost of energy, their overall use, and the impact on greenhouse gases, as well as help hospitals use more cleaner and renewable energy through a reverse auction electronic procurement process. Next. This is just a screenshot of our website, which is fairly robust. It has not only information about this electronic process for energy procurement, and this is part of a partnership we have with Practice Green Health to offer reverse auctions for purchasing energy at lower cost as well as purchasing renewable energy. And we've been partnering with Practice Green Health on this since May of last year, and it's been pretty exciting, and I have some results to show you on that. Our website has case studies that you can download on programs that have been successful in all aspects of energy efficiency. We also have a series of teleconferences for leaders, and I'll show you that in a minute. Next. This is the information on our series of teleconferences. We have one coming up on August 19th featuring Catholic Healthcare West and their leadership program for social responsibility, and also their cogeneration project using methane gas waste from landfills and converting that into renewable energy. We've had many successful programs. One of the programs was from Geisinger talking about how they were able to save $3 million a year and double their campus size but not increase their energy use at all, with tips on how to do that, how to finance it, and why they've been so successful in their energy reduction. All those programs that we've had are downloadable, and you can listen to them on MP3 files, and all the slides and case studies that go along with them are also available on our website. Next. This is just to remind us about this electronic energy procurement that I mentioned in partnership with Practice Green Health. This is just one example of a hospital, Ingalls in Chicago and Illinois. Illinois is a deregulated market for energy, and so they have a choice to participate in electronic market. We have a table on our website that shows which states have deregulation for electricity and gas and can participate in a competitive process. We were able to save Ingalls almost $750,000 and able to get them renewable energy for a part of their electricity purchase at the very same price as the traditional electricity, which is fairly unusual because it's usually more expensive to buy renewable energy. So this is pretty exciting. Next slide. Premier Safety Institute has a variety of things that you can find there. We have 30 topics. We have newsletters and lots of environmental safety and product lists. Next. This is just a quick screenshot of some of the products, some of the topics we have on our A to Z site. I've highlighted in green. I don't know if you can tell the green shading, but these are the topics that are related to green issues. We look at safety across the spectrum. We look at safety of the patient, the worker, and the environment, and oftentimes those things intersect in terms of a safety perspective. So this website is for all those three aspects of safety, and you can find lots of tools and resources on those topics on our website. Next. This is our latex free. This is a member catalog that we have put together for our members, and our catalog is searchable. This is the only thing in this slide set that is something that we have for our members. Next slide. This is a page that we have on our website where we promote our contracted suppliers that have environmentally preferable products. And so we can showcase those that have made a commitment to the environment, in either with their products or their corporate practices. Next slide. This is just a sample of a list of some of the categories of products that we have on that website, and you can download those and get information. If you're a member, you can get information on the contract number. If you're not, you can certainly find out which suppliers we have under contract in those categories that you might reach out to that have environmentally preferable products. Next slide. A couple of other things. This is a high-level executive scorecard for organizational assessment that you can download. Our CEOs of our hospitals asked us to, if we could provide them with a scorecard so they could get a high-level 30,000-foot view of how they're doing to actually help prioritize and devote resources to various aspects of the program. So you can download this and use it for a high-level assessment of your facility. Next slide. These are the categories on the executive scorecard that you can measure, again, at a high level to find out how you're doing and where you are on your path for these programs. Next. This is our GreenLink newsletter. It has 15,000 subscribers right now. You can subscribe online. All of our newsletters are electronic. They're all archived on our website, and each story in every newsletter is also archived. So if you get your newsletter, you can delete it. You can always go back to the website, pull up the issue, and find individual stories, or you can also download a PDF of it. It's not green, I know, but many of our hospitals have people who work there who don't have internet access, and they prefer to actually have a hard copy that they share among their staff. Next slide. This is a website that we have with success stories from our suppliers and members on green purchasing and other green healthcare practices. And we encourage people. We feature members and contracted suppliers, but we do accept case studies from anyone that has a green success story. We have about 90 case studies on there right now. And so if you're looking for a case study, next slide. If you're looking for a case study on a particular topic, and this is just a quick list of the topics that we have on our website that we have case studies about, please visit and feel free to download and use these case studies and success stories. Next slide. And my last slide here is our safety store. The best thing about our safety store is everything's free. So you can go in that store and you can download educational programs, slides, audio files, presentations on a variety of safety topics, not only green, but patient safety as well. And that's all of these special places on our website have their own URL, but they can all be accessed by going to premierinc.com/safety. So next slide, I'm going to turn it over to Janet Brown, who's going to talk to you about Practice Green Health and all the wonderful resources that they have to share. Janet?
Thank you so much. I want to thank Gina and Kelly for inviting me to be here today to present to you on environmental sustainability in healthcare and how Practice Green Health can support your efforts. I first want to recognize the incredible progress we're seeing. This presentation that we just witnessed really illustrates the transformation of the sustainability landscape in healthcare. When I started doing this work in the late 80s, early 90s, I sat all by myself next to the fax machine and had to figure it out. And it's really very heartwarming for me to see the progress that we've seen, where now we can partner with organizations like Premier to get those case studies, get those service providers and those materials that we need to transform the healthcare sector. So applause to Premier for stepping up and listening to their membership, who are clearly asking for more on sustainability. Let's go to the next slide and get started. Practice Green Health is a membership-based not-for-profit organization. You can go to the next one. We used to be funded by grants from the Environmental Protection Agency, and at that time we were called Hospitals for a Healthy Environment. So if you've heard of H2E or Hospitals for a Healthy Environment, anything you knew about that program really has transitioned into our current name and our current organization called Practice Green Health. And we now do manage ourselves by membership. Environmental sustainability really is about being responsible, being respectful, and to me it really comes down to people. Sustainability, if you really take a close look, is about health and safety and demonstrating a commitment to the patients, to the staffers, to the communities, and the planet. And we, especially with purchasing, can take a closer look at the byproducts of healing, recognize the impact that healing has on human health and the environment, and demonstrate true commitment by taking responsibility, by doing whatever we can to be smart and resourceful when making purchases, to manage materials appropriately, to educate staffers, patients, and communities about the materials that we use, and then to be responsible in our management when we don't want those materials any longer. So if we go to the next slide, I'll just talk a little bit about Practice Green Health. As I mentioned, H2E is still part of our program, but we also have the Green Guide for Healthcare, which you can download for free at ggc.org. It's a self-certifying toolkit that steers facilities through greener design, construction, and operations. And I think it's the operations piece that I'm the most excited about, because you don't have to be building or renovating to use the Green Guide. It's a tool to steer you through this greening landscape. And then we have the Healthcare Clean Energy Exchange, which is a reverse auction where providers of the utilities bid against each other to get the contract. And most recently, we joined in with Teleosis, which is an institute on the West Coast, but they're going to make their program national, and they focus on the private practices and green medicine. They're engaged with pharmaceutical take-back programs as well, and I'll be talking a little bit more about them. Next slide. We are a community, so if you see yourself personally or as an organization committed to the transformation of healthcare and the improvement environmentally of the entire sector, then we think that this is a place for you. We certainly don't have everyone listed who could fit in here, but we have facility membership, which can be hospitals, nursing home, long-term care facilities, laboratories. Our strategic resource network are those that provide technical assistance, maybe they're regulators, pollution prevention associations, not-for-profits, and then we have businesses like manufacturers and service providers, architects, and others involved in green building group purchasing organizations. So we really need and want your voice. The various perspectives. We all have a role to play in greening healthcare, and we all have something that we can bring to the table. Hospitals cannot do it on their own. They need responsible vendors and service providers and manufacturers and treatment vendors and so on. So if you have something to offer, please join this community. Next slide. These are just a list. I just wanted to throw out a few of the names of the organizations that we work with. I know some of the members are on the phone right now, and I have a URL at the bottom of the page so that you can see our full list of membership. We have about 700 hospitals that we work with right now, and a growing number of businesses and green building businesses as well. Next slide. Most facilities, when they start working with us, think, well, I want to clean up before we even invite you into our house, like cleaning your house before the maid comes. But we really don't want you to think you have to do that. There is no perfectly green facility out there, but there is quite a spectrum of greening. There's those that are just getting started, haven't even formed a green team yet, and then there are those that are really pushing the envelope. They're purchasing green energy. They have a LEED certified building, and then those that fall in between. But if you go to the next slide, we can talk a little bit about the Green Guide for Healthcare and how it really does break down that greening landscape into chunks. It's overwhelming when you talk about sustainability. I mean, it has the potential to reach into every decision that's made. So how do you know where to start? How do you prioritize activities and get the biggest bang for the buck? Well, this is an effort to do this. And if you're familiar with LEED, which is the U.S. Green Building Council's certification for green building, you'll recognize this structure. So the first number, so for example, integrated design, and you see that number 2, that means there's 2 points that are prerequisites, and then there's another additional 2 points you could get. So prerequisites means you need to accomplish those, and then there's additional ones that you can get. And as you know, working with LEED, there's different levels that you can achieve. But if you go to the next section, which is very different from LEED because it's the operations section of the Green Guide, this is where we're talking about what happens in that space. So to truly provide a healing environment, we need to integrate both the built environment and what's taking place in that space. So if you design the perfect space, but then you move in comes the food and the packaging and the equipment and the people, and we really need to think about what's happening in that space. Now, we have a recording on our website, which you can listen to for free in our archive section, that's just explaining this operations section. The 3 red ones here are new. We just revised this year. We kicked it off in January, but those are the new sections, and we're very excited about them. Food service, for example, has just exploded. There's so much activity and success and momentum around locally sourced and sustainable food systems and healthcare that we have a whole section to it now. So that entire section could be handed to the food services director, and it could drive their departmental sustainability activities for years to come. Same goes with environmental services or environmentally preferable purchasing. Some of the activities, though, cross departmental lines. So integrated operations is where we have everything from creating a green team to creating the structure to support ongoing environmental improvement activities. Chemicals, obviously, there's chemicals in every department, so we couldn't departmentalize that. As I mentioned, you can download this for free. I urge you to do so you can start getting familiar with the sections. Even broken down like this, it can be overwhelming because it is such a thick document. But if you hone in just on a specific area when you set your goal, it will bring you to what those goals are. And if you go to the next slide, it will show you what the structure is for each of the Green Guide credits. So what's the intent of the credit? What are we trying to achieve or accomplish? And why is it important from a health perspective? It reminds us right back why we're here, what we're trying to do, demonstrating mission, puts it in the language of a health perspective so that if you are met with any resistance, it really gives you that ammunition to explain why we have an imperative for this activity, what the credit goals are, how do you document it. Now, this is not third-party certified. Nobody's coming in and inspecting you, but you want to be able to document that you've achieved that credit, so we let you know what it is you would need to do that, and if there's any reference standards, and then technologies and strategies. Next slide. Well, we know enough about doing this because we've done this work for so long, kind of what we like to see when we work with hospitals, and that give them the biggest chance not only for getting started but for maintaining this motivation and energy associated with sustainability. And these are not necessarily always in the same order. So I'm going to mention them, and we can discuss this at the end if you're interested. But from leadership, we do want to see some visioning and mission language around environmental sustainability. We'd like to get the commitment from leadership that this is important, from their long-term commitment. We want the commitment to the environment, to worker safety, to patient safety clearly communicated, and what the actual activities are that we're taking on. What's the structure that we're putting in place so that we can hold this work? It has to live somewhere. Is it on the Joint Commission Environment of Care Committee, which is fine? Maybe it's at a departmental level on quality improvement plans, or maybe you're creating a new green team for these activities. Less important than the name of the committee is just that it lives somewhere, and you have direct reporting to senior level management. We want to set goals that are measurable, that are attainable, that have a lead that's responsible for them, and that we've given a date that we'll have it implemented by. We definitely need the support and education. We know that you need to saturate the message throughout the organization, 24/7, all shifts, all floors, all levels within the hierarchy of the care. We need the support to accomplish that. Ongoing reporting and definitely taking the time to say thank you and give recognition for people doing things a new way and to continue maintaining that momentum. Next slide. Well, we talked a little bit about teams a minute ago, and we would like to see that as a multidisciplinary team. When I started doing this work, way too much of it rested on my own shoulders, and a lot of what I learned because I did it wrong, which is holding too much of that under one person. You need to take that team approach where every single employee sees their role in the sustainability work, that they take ownership of the activities, and so that if somebody leaves or there's some kind of turnover, that the programs are firmly cemented in the foundation of the organization and become part of the culture of the organization. Next slide. And we do have a guidance document on developing effective green teams. You can download that from our website. Here are some potential members of this committee that could be effective, but what we often see are the structure in place and then subcommittees. So you might have a diverse dozen or so individuals on your green team, and then you could have subcommittees on things that could include but not be limited to energy management, construction, laboratories, food services, operating room, things like that. Next slide. Just wanted to point you towards our webinar calendar. Each month we do host both a green building and a greening operations webinar, as well as a free introductory Getting Started with Practice Green Health webinar. So if by listening today you're thinking that you would like your team to learn more about Practice Green Health, just check out our calendar and you can see when our next free introductory webinar is. I actually think it might be this Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Just check our calendar. We also have it recorded. But for example, let me mention our green building webinar. The next one we're having is on Metro Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They just got their certification for LEED. But when they hired a sustainability officer when they were building their new hospital, once the building was constructed and they were moving in, they transitioned him into a sustainable business officer. So he's still there now doing the operational work. It's very exciting to see hospitals understanding that we really do need to keep focusing once that building is built. So that's our next green building webinar. For operations webinar, we just had a special one last week, a regulatory update from the EPA about labeling disinfectants, which was really interesting. And our next one is on how to avoid greenwashing later on this month. And we archive all of our webinars. So with your membership benefit, you receive a subscriber ID number, which gives you access to all of the fully streamed recorded webinars. We're about to put out our call for submissions for 2010. So we really urge people, businesses, organizations, hospitals to submit their success stories. So much about our webinars is real life stories, the roll up your sleeves and tell us how it really went story. And if it sounds too true, then we know you're cutting something out. Nobody said going green is easy. It's challenging to institute change in a complex environment, but we can do it, and we do it best when we share our stories with each other. For example, Premier's case studies. It really is about stories that people have to tell and sharing their experiences of what worked and what didn't work. But we all know that each individual facility is unique. So we can take what we can from others, and then we just go down that trail on our own, start small with a pilot, and learn from there. Next slide. In our 2010 calendar, though, we are adding also a green medicine webinar to reflect our merging with the Teleosis Institute. So we're very excited that we'll be having a green medicine series for the practitioner. We're also having a green clinic webinar series, also out of Teleosis. But we'll also be adding the regulatory update I mentioned and also healthy food initiative from Healthcare Without Harm. Next slide. We have kicked off with sponsorship by Johnson & Johnson sustainability training. Very often the model that we see with hospitals is that the work activity of sustainability is put on the plate of somebody who already has a full-time job. Maybe they were given the responsibility because they have the passion, they have the enthusiasm that is a requirement for this work. And they knew they could do it, but it doesn't take too long for those that are truly engaged to recognize that they need to create a position of a sustainability person if they really want to dig deep and go beyond a blue bin by the photocopier. And so that's what this sustainability training is all about, getting the training you need to go back to a facility and be that person. Cecilia Deloche, my colleague, is the lead on this, and I have her contact information here if you'd like to reach out to her about the next session. Next slide. Well, we are a membership-based organization, and these are some of the benefits of joining if you are a facility. Next slide. I'm not going to spend too much on these. We have all of these available on download. These just give you the benefits of if you're joining as an individual practitioner or if you're a facility. And as a business, we really recognize the need for businesses as part of this community. It really does take a team to transform this industry. So if you're an architect or a designer or a contractor, a manufacturer, a service provider, a consultant, there is a place for you. So you can learn more about any of our membership activity by reaching out to Stan Cahill, who is our director of membership. And I think I have his contact information on the next slide. Okay, I don't. His name is Stan Cahill, and you can get his contact information on our website at practicegreenhealth.org. Well, some of you on this call have received awards from us, our Environmental Excellence Awards. We think it's so important to take the time to say thank you. You can go to our website and look at our past award winners. Our award cycle starts in December when we put out our fresh award applications for download and submission. You do have to be a member of our organization to participate in our programs, and our awards are due back in February. You can see our full list of winners there. You can read about some of the award winners, and we also do have a magazine called Green Health, which has gone into detail on some of our award winners. Next slide, please. And we have awards for businesses as well, called our Champion for Change Award. So I really went through that very quickly, but I appreciate Premier giving me the opportunity. We are about sharing information, which is why I wanted you to see our URL for our listserv. So you can register for our listserv. It's a way that you can post questions, share an article, give a regulatory update, and it goes to about 2,000 people across the nation doing the same type of work. So my name is Janet Brown. I'm the Director of Facility Engagement, but I'd like you to see the other staffers at Practice Green Health so that you can reach out to anybody that you need to follow up with, depending on your area of interest. And I'll pass it back to Gina now and see if we have any questions or comments.
Well, thank you, Janet and Kelly. That was wonderful presentations, lots of great information. And as Janet said, Practice Green Health has some absolutely fabulous programs on green and sustainability and examples from hospitals and government programs that have been extremely successful in the green arena. So as a member of Practice Green Health, you can take advantage of these programs and download them and listen to them at your leisure. So if that is something that you're involved in, membership at Practice Green Health would be something that you might want to strongly consider. Also, I just wanted to mention that this program today on green purchasing and healthcare practices is one program in a series of programs that Premier has as part of what we call our Advisor Live series. And many of you wear many hats within your own institution, and our Advisor Live series is free, and it has programs on clinical issues, supply chain issues, and so if you're involved in any of those things, performance improvement, quality, safety, you might want to go to our Advisor Live website and look in the archives and see if there's anything else for any other aspects of your program besides green that you're looking for. Really, the place to go for the green educational programs is Practice Green Health. So with that, that concludes our formal presentation, and we would like to invite everyone on the line to ask questions. If you're a little bashful and you want to use the chat section of the electronic web, you can put your question in a chat, and we'll try to bring it up into queue. But I'd like to ask our operator to please instruct our participants on how to ask a question.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. We have a question from the line of Ron Sanchez.
Go ahead.
My question is for Janet Brown. Hey, Janet, how are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you.
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, Janet, I was just wondering if you could just highlight the necessity for people that have received the Environmental Leadership Circle Award, the importance of retaining that award, and what in the application it doesn't go into detail exactly what you're looking for specifically, and I was just hoping that maybe this year you could redefine the urgency needed for more detail.
Okay, sure. Well, that's Ron Sanchez from Sequoia, and he's one of our top award winners at Practice Green Health, and he's speaking about our top award. Instead of really having an application, we were calling it sort of an annual review. And we are really challenged to keep that bar high and really require quite rigorous submission of data from our membership. And so we do require that the facilities can demonstrate that not only are they maintaining what they've accomplished to achieve that award, but they're even going further and continuously pushing themselves. We had received feedback that the process could use a little more clarification. So we are reviewing all of our applications, and we will be releasing those around December 1st. So why don't you take a peek at it then and see if it's more clear, and if it isn't, then you can just give a ring up and we can go over it with you. I'd be happy to do that. Yeah. We have a different levels of award applications, so even if a facility is just getting started and you don't necessarily think you're award ready, that's not the case. We think it's very important to celebrate those annual accomplishments. So if your accomplishment is that you've created your baseline data, you formed a team, you implemented recycling, and you reduced your red bags, we want to give you recognition for that. We think that's a wonderful accomplishment and deserves celebration. All the way up to the award that Ron received, our Environmental Leadership Award, which you have to be mercury-free, you have to prevent or otherwise recycle at least 25% of your waste stream, and you're demonstrating leadership in your community, and you've in a variety of areas, and everything in between.
Thanks, Janet.
Just a reminder for those of you that want to download the slides from today, they're on our website at premierinc.com/advisorlive, so you can download all the slides that we used for today's program. Next question.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve Sale.
Yes, regarding the materials on the Premier Inc. website, such as your newsletters and other materials, would we be able to reprint portions of that for our employees, or would we need reprint permission, or are they copyrighted?
No, you can reprint any of those newsletters and distribute them widely. That's the goal of everything that's on our website. We would ask that if you are, you know, reprinting something, you know, major something, and, you know, that you might, you know, just say where you got it from. That would be nice so that people could then come to our website for more information. But we encourage people to use our materials and share them widely.
Great. Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. Do you have a question from the line of Amy Grice?
Hi, good afternoon. I've lived in a variety of counties and things like that, and one of the main concerns for me living in a new county is our hospital, which is 3 networks large and encompasses 2 counties, that kind of thing. The hospital is engaged in going green, but the facilities around in this area don't have resources for that. So I was wondering how you change your company if the facilities around it don't participate.
You want me to start with that, Gina?
Sure, Janet, why don't you take that one?
This is Janet, and, well, first of all, I feel for you if that's the case, and we definitely see geographically that there's some facilities that have a much easier time than others. For example, there's some that they can't recycle blue wrap from the OR because there's no service provider there, or another where they can't find somebody to come get their bulbs. So So first of all, I can concur with what you're saying, that in some geographical locations, going green is more challenging than others. That's a fact. Some of the things that you can do to improve this for you is to try to partner up wherever you can, either through your purchasing, when you're negotiating with your contracting, your contracts. For example, let's say you're buying computers. It's thinking about those end-of-life issues at that point of contract so that they can be a partner in managing them appropriately. Or it's mail-in programs for bulbs, for example. You can often mail those in for recycling. Or that you partner with other facilities in your region that share your mission or your interest, and you can create partnerships where they don't exist right now. A lot of times hospitals have gotten really creative. One hospital couldn't find a composter in their region, but they found a farm, and they went and visited the farm and found that the farm was actually very interested in taking their compostables. So you really have to think creatively sometime and look at what you do have. I have no idea where you're calling from, but if you look at your community and see what's there and maybe have some kind of strategic network meeting and look for and make those opportunities. I hope that helps you think of a few ideas, but I do think the more that hospitals push for this, the more they ask of their service providers and their vendors and your manufacturers, the more we're going to shift those markets and make them available where they weren't before.
And just a couple of other thoughts as well. There's a variety of aspects for a green program, and it often depends, as I think Jan alluded to, that it depends on what kind of interest you have within your organization and who is a champion. And it often starts out very small with somebody who's interested and then blossoms out. Some things that you can do that don't require any partnerships with any local groups would be, for example, in the paper arena, you know, what percent recycled, post-consumer recycled material is your paper? Or as you said, some of the things we're doing inside of Premier, which is default settings on our printers for printing double-sided and not printing fax confirmations. Also, donating medical equipment. I mean, you can, rather than throwing some of the equipment away that's, you know, when you switch to a different supplier and you have extra supplies or things that you no longer need anymore because of a switch in practice, there's so many organizations that you can donate to. We have a whole website on donating medical supplies of places where you can donate things, and some of them you can mail to. Energy efficiency is another area that where you can think about green. And as I said, we have a website, premierinc.com/greencorner, where we have 90 case studies of things hospitals have done. And many of those green activities did not involve really partnering with anybody outside the organization. And lastly, the initiative that Kelly mentioned, which is the internal employee commitment to green. You can think about things that your employees can do as part of their activities of daily living in working in the organization, bringing their own cups in and mugs instead of using paper, and purchasing things that are, you know, compostable or made from recycled materials. So just some other thoughts of things you can do that really don't require you to go outside your facility and find services in your local community. Next question.
At this time, there are no questions from the phone line.
Okay, well, I think we'll end here if there's no more questions on the line. Again, we really appreciate you participating, and we ask you if you would please fill out your evaluation. It's only going to take you 60 seconds when you get it in the mail. Just think of this free program and the wonderful information you heard, and just give us your response, because this is really how we show the sponsors of our program, Premier, that this program is valuable to people and they do appreciate listening to it. So we urge you to do that. I'd like to thank the faculty for participating in this, and we wish you all a great afternoon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Everyone stay on the line. Faculty, stay on the line.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect. Please hold, speakers.